I'll just quickly ask you before we go, what's your response in a nutshell to the Port Hedland dust report and the government's stance, which is that residents should be slowly phased out of that area?
Well, I mean, if we go back to 1991, we knew in 1991 that people were suffering ill health in that region. It's to 1991 till today, nothing has actually been done about the issue. Most of the dust is coming, or the fugitive dust, which causes the problem, comes out of Finucane Island. The dust management needs to be improved, and the license conditions need to be enhanced, and the dust would be reduced. And nowhere else that I'm aware of operates on a dust management, other than maybe down in Wickham and places like that, on the same sort of standards that operate in Port Hedland. In Esperance, for example, the license conditions are no dust, N-O dust. That should be applied to Port Hedland. People go on living in the town that they love and cherish, and BHP needs to fix up its dust problems.
Robin Chappell, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Joseph.
That's Robin Chappell. He's the Greens member of the Legislative Council for the Mining and Pastoral Region. We put in a request to speak to BHP. As you heard earlier, we put in a request to speak to them about the dust, and that request was declined. We also put in a request to speak to them about their corporate social responsibility and response in the aftermath of that deadly failure in Brazil, and that was also declined. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1300 510 222, or you can text on 0448 922 604.